Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Just be in bed.
I don't know why that music carried on playing, but it did carry on playing. As the man said, "If let there be music, let there be life." There we go. Let there be music, let there be life. That is peaking. We're using a new system tonight.
Yep. And we've decided there'll be no technical problems.
I guarantee.
Not one.
Not one technical issue will arise this evening. How does it sound, ladies and gentlemen? How does it sound? Bet it sounds great. This is Catherine.
Peace and word to your mothers.
I'm Ian. We're using a new system. Is a cat with its thumb up if someone subscribes. Who has subscribed? Mike's 123 subscribed. That might get annoying after a while. It's a cat with a thumb up. Thank you, Zermatt.
Thank you.
Might get annoying after a while. Okay.
Daniela. Grazie.
Grazie, grazie, grazie. Grazie grande, 500. Hello, everybody. Welcome. There will be no... Come here. Thank you, Ice Cream Gravity. It's a cat with its thumb up. It's getting a little bit... There will be no technical errors tonight. None. The title shouldn't say... Okay, the title is... the title shouldn't say Friday Evening Show. Update. I didn't update the information. Apologies. That's not technical.
No.
That's not
that was an adjustment.
That's not technical.
This is a learning curve.
That's not technical. Goodness gracious me. Okay. Now, I just need to change one thing. This isn't technical. This should just be here. Hang on. Come. That says don't be a dick. Okay.
Yep. That still stands. That hasn't changed.
Now, that should be the phone number. Now, the phone number, email. No. Skype?
Yes.
Post office box? Email? Call? Okay. That's all right. It's all right, guys. These things... These things I'll be until I... It's not a berry at all. What are you talking about? It's a hat that my mate bought me. It's a little bit too small.
Should I tell them what it's called? Because I think that will stick. Maybe I shouldn't tell them what kind of a cap it is.
Is it called a knobhead or something?
No.
Okay.
It's called Fiddler.
Oh, why did you tell them that?
It's true. If you want to get one, if you want the Ian Lee look, then that's what it is called.
Right, now I've buggered. Now, this is not... I wouldn't call this... I wouldn't call this a technical issue.
Mm. Okay.
We're having fun.
So much fun.
We are having fun. That works. Right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. This isn't...
Still stands. I was very reassured when I looked at the moderator view earlier to find that there are no new unban requests yet. Normally,
well
by
done,
the weekend,
guys.
We're well into about four or five, but I think we might finally be getting somewhere.
Okay, we've got... I don't want to say... There we go, that's there. Okay, that is there. This is great.
Is everything okay?
Everything's fine. All I want it to do is... Is this all I want? What is that? This is not... Come on, guys. This is not a technical issue. So it does... I'm having fun. You're having fun.
Mm-hmm. No one's got sworn at yet, so it can't be a technical issue.
This isn't a technical issue. All that's happening is it's not doing one thing that I want it to do. That's all that's happening.
Yeah. Something really easily fixed.
Click there.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, RichK70.
That's very sweet of you.
So if we go here.
Just be in bed.
I love that. That took me a long time to make. That says don't be a dick. This should be the phone number. Email. We've got zero. Oh, we've run out of time to get the million. All right. Well, that's disappointing.
Well, we were very. We weren't close. We.
That's gone. That doesn't.
Things
that,
happened.
That didn't happen.
People were there.
Thank you.
Next time.
Michael TJ, you get a thumbs up from a cat. I'm going to say it's my cat, but it actually isn't. All right. We'll follow a goal. You're gone. That didn't happen. Right. This is not technical issue. This is fun time in the sun time. Everybody have a bit of bum time in the sun time. I'm sunning my perineum for the ladies.
That reminds me.
We lost 200 viewers then.
It's because you started mentioning bums.
Could be.
And taints. Right. There was something I saw in the papers
about... Good evening, everybody. This is a great show tonight. Great show.
Bum bathers.
Great show tonight. Peter subscribed, and that, there we go. What's on the tape says subscribe for 20 months. You get a thumbs up from a cat. Thank you, Brown Eyes Dolly. All I want is for that to do. Everybody.
Just be in bed.
Georgie boy, I'm going with my instinct. I should have gone with my instinct last week. You're getting a ban. Should have gone with my instinct last week.
Just as I was saying, we hadn't got any unban requests yet.
Yeah.
I banned someone about 2 minutes ago.
Yeah.
And now you have. So.
Last week, I was thinking, I should ban that guy, but it's probably a kid. And then tonight I just thought, no, go.
Because they were borderline.
Go with your gut. Mm. Go with your gut. So, Dick, restart. I bet if I were to, it just that should play. If I put it down there, no. Isn't that funny? Thank you very much, Jin 79. Appreciate it. The new graphics are great. You wait. It's quite important. This one's quite important, right?
Mm.
Because it's the phone number. The email I'm not so worried about.
No.
But the phone number, did I
call it? Just be in bed. Just be in bed.
Around with it. Ah, hang on.
Jin79, greetings.
Hang on a minute. We missed a phone call there. That's okay. They can't have called us because they don't know the phone number.
No.
That's the PO box is on the main shop. Call us. Okay, right. So I put the wrong one. So browse. Here we go. It means we're very, very close. Here we go. This is it. That's email us. Very close. It means it's working. It's a little blockage in the filter. I just need to get the find out. I reckon it could be you. Let's try that. That's don't be a dick. Okay.
That still stands.
So because they're all called call us. You see, I don't. Here we go. Skype. Okay, well, that's something.
Also, something you could do.
This. Here we go. Nope, that's Skype. It's getting there. I'm learning about... This is it. That's email us. I'm learning about computers. There's a chance I didn't save it. I'm learning about computers. Here we go, you mofos. Here we go. Your rocks on.
You know what that wasn't? A technical problem.
No, it was fun. It was fun.
It was admin.
Okay, now this should just stop now after this. Say anything, and then it stops. So, welcome to the show. It's going round again. That's not meant to do that. That is not meant to do that.
Yeah.
There we go. We're going to have so much. We're going to have so much fun tonight.
Yeah.
Hey, it works if you press that. That's never happened before.
It should work if you press that, though.
Well, it's
it?
New. Right. Catherine, explain, because we did have about 400 viewers and then 200 left.
Okay.
So explain what's going on.
Well, today we are doing what we do every weekday from 8 till midday, which is open up the phone lines and see what happens.
Thank you, Lisa.
We'll talk a load of old balls. Don't feel like you're interrupting if you want to get in touch.
No idea what that noise was, McPauls, but thank you for
like
the bits.
Space. It sounded like some space there. So thanks very much. Yeah, so there's that. There's only one rule. Don't be a dick. You know yourself if you're being a dick. Just don't do it.
Don't do it. Let's open up the phone lines. The phone lines are open. Let's take some calls. We've got a lot to get through. I want to talk about... We're going to see an episode of Changing Room that's been supplied by our bootleg dealer.
Yeah, you can't get this anywhere else.
I want to talk about physical catchphrases, yesday, Taskmaster, and I want to call out all of the scum that have called out me for apparently not being good at posters. Well, I'm not actually a graphic designer, and my posters are great.
Yellow. Good night.
Hang on a second. I just want to check. Just talking to your microphone, Catherine.
Hello. Hello.
Right.
Hello, Daniel.
Milky, talking to yours. Hang on. We can't hear you. We can't hear you. Just count to 10 for me. Okay.
No, wait.
You've got to count to 10 because we can't hear you.
Don't give us the meat yet, Daniel, because we're just trying to make sure that everyone can hear you.
You've just got to... I said count to 10.
Start from 1.
Right. Can I just check with the chat? This is not technical. You cannot hear. No, it's not you. It's here.
It's the new system.
It's a new system, Daniel. I need to route the call. That's all. My fault. Need to route the call. I just need to route the call. That's all I've got to do.
I was thinking that the call needed routing.
Speakers is going through there. Say something, Daniel. No,
you're fine.
Can you just say something, please? I tell you what, we'll call you back in a bit because you're already getting on my tits. Thank you. Now, why is that not coming through? Let's just play a little bit of... That should be coming through desktop. This is not technical. Hello. No, it's coming through there. If I go here, you'll hear this music, right? This is not technical.
Just be in bed. Just be in bed.
Coming through there. Why is it not coming through there? What have I got a route? But they'll go, we can hear it now. No, yeah, you can hear it through the microphone, speakers. You absolute melt. This is fun. This isn't technical. This is what I live for. Oh, I know why. If I do that.
None of your business.
It's none of this guy's business. Piece of trash. Why is that not coming through? It's not technical, though.
And see how much you could save. It's Geico Easy.
Got it.
Visit Geico.
Hello, hello, hello. We're coming through there. And then if I just go here, I want to play a slightly different song. We're going to play... There we go. Let's call the fruit... let's call...
Daniel.
Milky Daniel back. We got a show, guys.
Who's asking that? Hang on.
Hello.
I'm too old to Twitch, so sorry for being late. What does your top say?
Yeah, it's okay. I was...
He's not listening to us. It doesn't matter. Yes, Daniel.
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening.
So I was just saying that I read the latest book by Bill Gates, right?
Did he order you to? Have you had the vaccine?
Yeah, I've got both audio and the physical
book.
No,
did he order you to?
Both, he doesn't know why.
No, I read with the headphones, so I have the physical book and I put the headphones.
That is crazy, but okay.
It's 7 hours.
Not the craziest thing you've ever said to me.
But the thing is, he doesn't talk
about... Do you listen to them at normal speed, or do you go 1.6?
No. 1.0.
You know it. 1.0. So
yeah,
one.
But he's very fast. The guy that was reading it was quite fast paced.
He's a fast reader. Well, you could have slowed it down to 0.9.
I don't know his name, but it was fast.
Was it Terry?
I got Brian the Jacks. Audio file from a torrent.
Oh, the audio file's disgusting. Cut their balls off and send
them
to the Isle of Wight.
I know BBC4 is also playing it every week.
So, Daniel.
So the thing is, he didn't mention birds in the book. He talks about different kinds of meat, like cattle and chicken. And all. Chicken is a bird.
Chicken is a bird,
yeah. It doesn't talk about 500 billion birds on the planet. And it doesn't mention the greenhouse gases that they produce.
Well, why don't you write him a letter and tell him where he's gone wrong?
I did go to his blog. I did post a message in his blog.
Has he replied yet?
Also, he didn't mention the fish.
Okay. Is it a recipe book?
Climate change.
Maybe he just thinks everyone knows about fish and birds and that. He's getting into more deep issues. Maybe
say it in Portuguese, Catherine.
No, I don't speak very good Portuguese.
But the other day you were saying some words in Portuguese. Agora.
Sim, pero não falo português.
You fala muito bem.
Okay, thanks for your call. Okay, so 0203-286-6370. We are the only phone-in show on Twitch, okay? And that's a fact. If you want to call us, you can. Here comes the phone number. It's a standard. It's a standard rate number. Can I just say, we've had a couple of people in the chat, right? We're very happy to talk about mental health. However, if you are feeling suicidal, can we get those numbers up in the chat? A Twitch stream is not the forum for it. So I would suggest you call the Samaritans, which are free, 116-123. Thank you, Matty. 116-123. This is not this is a fun place. We can talk about the mental health and all of that stuff. But this is not the place. If you know, our skills are limited, right? If you are really at the edge, then go and talk to an expert. Or someone who has been trained. 116-123. I love the Samaritans a lot. Here we go. Let's take
this. I had a dream about Paul Bodell over the weekend.
Why would you dream about Paul Bodell?
I dreamt that Ian and I ended up outside your house.
Anytime.
You're going to be sorry you said that. Yeah, we knocked on the door and you had it like, you'd done sort of some sort of changing room theme to it. So it was like a cinema.
Excellent.
So, if you're thinking about redecorating,
Have that picture of Kiss on in London.
Can you see that?
Yeah, I used to have that picture. Show us. It's a great picture.
All getting very spooky.
I used to have that picture, and then I think I got rid of it. It's a great picture. Look at those dickheads.
Ooh.
I used to have that, and I got rid of it. It was bought print. It was a print, and it was framed, and I just chucked it.
Well, you can have it if you and Catherine call over.
All right, fine.
Actually, what do you recognise this handwriting? I'll cover the address here.
Yeah, don't dox. No doxing. Only I'm allowed to dox myself. By the way, what a great start to the week! Hey, that's That's my... I nearly said a very offensive word for bad handwriting.
That's the tour that never was.
Poster. So, well done for... So, the poster's still in there, obviously, not used.
Ian. Paul. We're in lockdown.
Right.
That got posted.
So, what, you can't open that until you've had the vaccine? Is that what you're saying?
I've had the vaccine. I've got that open. I've had it open. But I just don't want to get it ruined because I'm going to get it framed and it's going to go up. This is going to become my office.
That's a nice room. That's a nice room. I'm digging that, and that's a thrill to be with that brilliant picture of Kiss. So thank you. That means a lot.
This is the one that excites me the most. Actually, genuinely, I think I said to you before because you've both written really, really nice messages on it, and it was at a time when, it meant a lot. And now it means
nothing. He's grown up.
Is that the one that you drew the comical penis on?
I don't think it was. I think I don't think I did that on any apart from your back.
Yeah. Well, you can do it in the postcards.
Postcards. Sure. Thank you for the reminder. Yeah, I've just got loads of postcards arriving. Keep getting these lovely packages and go. Oh, what have I? Shitload of postcards. I see. Right.
Tell me this, guys. Is 12 by 12 by 12 by 12 by 12 by 12? Has he talked you around to it, Catherine? Is it happening on Friday?
Yeah.
We are breaking the world record for the longest stream on Twitch. 12 hours on the 12th, from 12 midday to 12 midnight on March the 12th. Be there. Special guest, Katie Puckrick.
I've not asked her yet, but she should probably do
Better do it. Katie Puckrick, 12 hours, your stories. We're going to have themes. We're going to have a fitness hour. We're going to have an angry hour.
Yeah.
We're going to have a cooking hour. I'm going to set up the kitchen in my the camera in my kitchen.
Maybe a quiet hour.
We're going to have a quiet hour. We're going to have a No Ian 3 hours. It's going to be the longest show on Twitch. Break all the world records. Be there or you're dead to me, you pieces of trash.
Have you guys considered what you're doing for sustenance throughout the day?
We'll probably have food. Can we get food?
I'm guessing that's why I've got to be there because I'm going to be cooking up a storm in the kitchen.
Fuck off.
Well,
hang on a minute. Fuck off. I do more cooking around here than
you.
It's my house.
Yeah.
Don't. You're about to go, it's ready meals.
I wasn't.
You were about to say something derogatory.
I was not.
I do. We'll get pizza.
What I was going to suggest, you're doing 12 hours. I want to show my support. I want to buy you two dinner on Friday night. It can be takeaway of your choice. Indian, Chinese, pizza, whatever. And that will be my gesture to you guys.
Paul Bodell!
Are we on?
We are on, my friend. That's very, very kind. Limited to what we can get here. It's either Domino's, curry, or
Chinese.
That's it. But we'll have a little think nearer the time.
Yeah,
that's very kind, Paul. Thank you.
So then all you could do is, you'll have my email address, presumably, if I've sent you to TNLA or whatever. Or let me know how much it is, and then I can just drop it into your PayPal, and we'll sort of it that way.
Thank you, man.
We want to do that. Just a little gesture for you guys.
Thank you. Well, it's going to be a world record-breaking show. We will mention you, not by name, sort of hint at you in the Guinness Book of Records when they phone us.
I'm pretty sure that other people have done...
It's fine.
24 hours?
No, they haven't. Well, it's impossible. It's physically impossible.
Well, it's not.
Well, it is. Your stream gets cut off after 12 hours and your body shuts down. Your body...
Certainly in this show it does.
Okay. This guy's... Okay, thank you. Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye. People saying they've done 24, 29 hours. You haven't. This is a show. This is a stream that's based on truth. No lies, please. Hello, caller.
Hello, Ian and Catherine. I just had a look on Google.
Yes, sir.
And it said 200 hours streaming on Twitch.
Okay, it can say anything on the internet.
You know, it says that he's a cowboy.
Gay cowboy. Mm. So,
okay.
So
careful.
If you can find it in a book, I might be interested.
Okay.
Thanks for your call. 0203-286-6370 is the telephone number. So this is happening. We are doing this. Yeah. And it's just little old me, little old Catherine Boyle doing this, okay? And I've spent a lot of time trying to promote this show.
Yeah.
Spent a lot of time trying to promote this, okay? So I've made some posters for it. Now, listen, let me tell you now, okay? I am not a graphic designer, okay? But I did this, okay? This.
Oh, and that's good.
I did this, okay? And here's the thing. I will happily... I'm not a graphic designer. I'm not professional by any... I'm an entertainer. I'm a song and dance man. I'm an entertainer. But I will do you posters for £150. So what we've got here. Peace out. Because this, you know...
Did you draw them fingers?
No, they come on the app. This guy here, I thought... This guy here, look, I thought was good. Ian and Catherine.
Who's that? Is that me?
That's you here. This is you here.
With the pineapple head.
This is you. Well,
what's the pineapple?
It's a pineapple background. I thought. Now, I haven't seen Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
But there's a throne that looks like a pineapple. Have I got that correct? Yeah.
It's made out of swords.
Yeah. So that is. I thought that was a bit of fun for all of the. Because I know Game of Thrones is very, very popular.
Yeah.
So I've put us there. And I've put Ian and Catherine.
Mm-hmm.
And it says here. The Late Night Alternative, yep. 12 by 12.
Did you 12
write
that yourself or is that a
by,
font?
There's a font. Mm-hmm. By hang on, it's like 12 by 12 by 12 by 12 by 12. We
We freak the world.
We break the world record for the longest... longest show online at twitch.tv/TLNA. Click follow if you're new here. 12 hours on the 12th, at 12, until 12 on March the 12th. Free to watch, but you can give money to us.
No charities.
We're not giving any of the money to charity. That's a popular thing. MZ
That's
did
refreshing,
it the other
day. Actually, isn't it, that we're not giving to charities?
Far fuck them. It's too much. MZ raised $8,000 the other day for charity. Good for her. Not so good for her. Good for the charity, not so good for her. She's not thinking. So no charities. So I did this, and this took me... I set myself a limit. And my limit is no more than 3 minutes to make a poster.
I think that's standard for your graphic designer, isn't it?
So but there's some comments. Ross says, "Hi, Ian. Love the poster, but struggling to read the text in the middle, bud." Jesus.
Catherine, it says. Catherine.
Lucy says, "Am I missing something? How is 12 hours the longest show?" And I've replied, "Because there hasn't been a longer show." So that's obvious. Colin says, and Colin's a prick.
Well, his surname is Payne.
"Honestly, this is the most dreadful design of a flyer I've ever seen." Right? Flyer. "Spelling errors, appalling colour combinations, naff clip art, random spacing and an illegible font."
And there's more.
"The value of a good design." Well, I've gone straight back. I've gone, "Colin, it's not a flyer, it's a poster."
Yeah.
"It's not a flyer, it's a poster." So he's gone, "Oh, this is a terrible flyer." Well, yeah, it might be. Luckily, it's not a flyer, it's a poster. He's come back thinking he's Billy Big Balls. Ian, "You're seriously getting these printed in large format?" He's done an emoji.
What's
Jen,
the emoji? Is it the...
I don't know. Jen says, "Actually, I really like it. Thank you, Jen." Colin then says, "Jen, taste is a matter of taste, as they say."
Who says that?
"Though objectively, the design can be improved." I'm tempted to kick that. I'm going to do it. How can I do a down thumb? I'll just delete it. I'll delete it.
Report him.
Derek says, "It's a stroke of genius, the work of someone who is truly at one with Microsoft Publisher." Don't know what it means. Yep. That's 6/12. It's not. It's 5. Simon says, "I can't read it." Well, you're an idiot. Moiney, I don't know what that means. We get the what do they call the happy guys, the fun
minions.
Dudes, the minions.
Yep.
Pete then does another thing, and then another thing. Pete, that's 3. That's spamming. "Sorry, Ian and Kath Poor," says Annette May.
Don't know why you're bringing me into this.
Nothing to do with it.
Nothing.
She had absolutely nothing to do with it.
I was probably drunk.
Caroline says, "What's the significance of the pineapples?" Then she puts a pineapple, so I could actually ask the same question back to you, Caroline. "What's the significance of your pineapple?" "Change the font, please," says Rob. And then he puts ellipses. It's 3 dots. So I do know a little bit, actually. We'll delete that comment. That's rude. Delete it. Illegible, says Peter G. Ibbotson. So delete
well,
that.
Well, how does he know it's illegible unless he's reading it?
Davina says March. What a dreadful flyer. Lol. Moiny Longitz and that font. Just awful. I want to do an angry... Can I do an angry emoji? Oh, Colin's joined in. I'm very tempted to ban Colin.
I think Colin's got beef. I think isn't really about flyers or posters.
Let me do an angry emoji. That guy's angry, right? That guy's angry. Okay, 5x12. It's my birthday that day, says Leslie.
Good to know.
Get up, please stop trying to piggyback on our event. Please stop trying to piggyback on our event. Is it me or does it finish and start at the same time?
John, embarrassing yourself now. Shush.
I can't read it any clue. Someone says Ian Battersby. I can't read the font. So there's a lot of idiots out there, right? And that's fine. But what we will do later on tonight is I will make another poster to keep... And we'll do it live on the stream to keep all of the critics happy.
Could you want me to help you with it or are you going to do it yourself?
I would...
it's just I have kind of...
Okay.
Soul,
all right.
Soul prints.
Okay. I'll do it myself.
It's a shame because it's International Women's Day and I am an international woman.
All right. We'll talk about that maybe later on if there's time. So that was annoying, okay? But it's happening. Now, here's an interesting thing for everybody.
Well, are you sure?
I think I'm sure, yeah.
Go on.
What we're going to do is we're going to have each hour... By the way, got my bracelets and I took off my silver feather and I think I threw it away because there's a silver feather on one and I thought it was a bit shit. Got my bracelets, got this hat, I'm getting a look. Oh, and I'm ADHD and bipolar. Yes!
More about on that later, if he remembers.
Can we time out Spallet 87? My 8-year-old is around if you want it better. Ha ha, that's a timeout.
Bit rude,
disrespectful. What was that?
It was your me rocking foot on the footrest.
Okay. Okay, right. Everybody just calm down. It was a little bit of fun then. It's calming down. But so we're going to have different themed hours. Could you jot these down? Because I forgot to get paper. So like we'll have an hour will be physical strength. In fact, 3 o'clock.
Fighting.
3 o'clock will be, well, not necessarily fighting, because I want to put on a display of weights.
What, like pumping off? Yeah. 3 p.m. pumping off.
Physical, okay.
3:05.
It's going to be an hour of it.
Hospital.
I would like to make 4 the love hour.
Why?
That's when I like to love. Take out the 3:05 hospital, please. That's disrespectful.
Well, I'm just being realistic. We need to factor this in.
That's disrespectful.
3 p.m. 3. I don't like the way this is going. 3 p.m. pumping off.
You've called it that. I've called it physical strength.
4 p.m. love. What do you mean? And do I have to be there? I'd rather not.
Well, just write romantic love.
Why?
But just put love. No, just put love because you don't. It's all loving. About brevity. Brevity.
Loving with no G.
Brevity. Particularly when I'm doing it.
Joke about impotence.
Oh yeah, it's not actually. It's anyway.
So 4 p.m. loving, 4:02 end of loving.
I would like. I was going to ask you for some suggestions, but actually, I'm not interested.
I've got some suggestions.
Okay, go on then. Give us what we. What can we do at say 7 o'clock?
7 p.m. We eat our tea.
Eat our tea hour. The eat our tea hour.
Yeah, we can all eat our tea together.
You're welcome to join in for that.
Mass mukbang.
I would love your suggestions. Probably won't use them, but I would love your suggestions, please. 0203 286.
8 p.m.
Shit
post
hour.
Mukbang nap.
I would love your suggestions on what we could do on different hours. And if we use them, well, good for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello.
Hello. My mum.
I said hello, you fool. It's Gafford. Come on, join the joyride.
Okay, well, let's do it then. We're going to play a game, Gafford, starting with Catherine, then you, then me, of hello songs. Catherine, you start with that one, please.
Yeah. Hello, you fool. I love you. Come on, join the joyride.
Your turn, Gafford. You got to sing it.
Okay. Hello. Is it me you're looking for? Is there something in your eye? I think it's possibly a star.
Okay, all right, thank you. I just want to see how far you go. Okay, here we go. Yep. Hello, I love you. Won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you. Let me jump in your game.
Hello, hello. Hello, hello. I don't know why you say goodbye.
This is a great game.
Hello.
Go on, Gatters.
Hello. I just called from America. My name's Adele.
Is that? I don't know if that's a song.
Hello, it's me.
Oh, it's me.
All right, we'll let you have that. I'll let you have that.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay. Hello, hello. It's good to be back. It's good to be back. He's got that glitter stomp going. Not that one.
Good one. Okay.
There's a few more. My sister's just put one in the chat. But you can't. I'm not allowing you to look at it.
I'm not looking at the chat.
Also, there was one at my dad's funeral.
Oh.
Oh. I wasn't there.
Hello, my friend. Hello.
You brought up my dead dad just to score a cheap point.
It's what he would have wanted.
It is, actually. You would have had a laugh at that. Go on, Gatters.
Hello. Hello. We're called the Beloved. Like, I run the...
Goodbye. Ooh. If anyone wants to call in, you can. Hello, this is Joni. I'm sorry, but I'm not home. If you leave your name and your little number, I'll give you a call when I get home. She's dead from a car crash.
Hello, fellas. Well, hello, fellas. It's so great to have me back where I belong. You're looking swell, fellas, I can tell, fellas. You're still going, you're still glowing, you're still rolling along, etc.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Alice. So you're going to come and play the hello game with us?
Right, you've had the one, the GG one. You've had the GG.
The what?
The Doors. I knew that one.
Sorry. I thought you were playing. You're just doing a recap.
I'm just trying to give you more time for myself to think of another one. But I can't. I've called in for a fresh idea for the show.
Okay. Boom. You're saying our ideas are stale.
No. I hear that too. I hear it. Let's proceed. No.
I've taken a bit of luck. My confidence has been shattered after last night.
Would you like to tell Catherine what happened?
Oh, no, mate, no.
Well, basically, the subject was about whether or not the NHS should treat alcoholics. So, because this woman said, we shouldn't give livers to people who are alcoholics. So I argued on the other side of the fence. And Bezic basically destroyed me. Catherine.
Here's the thing. I heard the call and I knew you would come away feeling deflated.
Mm-hmm.
But his act is to be a contrarian.
Yeah.
And I've heard him completely flip arguments from one call literally to the next call, he's gone back.
And he talks about that all the time.
Yeah.
So you don't know, he says, doesn't he? You don't know what I think about anything.
I thought it was, I don't think it was a destruction. I think it was quite gentle. And at the end, he did what he never does. Very rarely, unless it's someone he likes, he went, okay, Alistair, you have a good night. How long was it? 22 months? Well done. Good on you. That's a good effort.
That's a softening.
That's him tipping his hat.
Yeah, it was all right after. The thing that destroyed
we did warn you.
Because I was trying to argue my point, I said that, look, you know, my alcoholism is partly down to child abuse.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
So are you saying that basically, well, that doesn't matter because you're still an alcoholic? And I don't know. Anyway.
What he said doesn't diminish or demean your experience and your success in getting sober. If you're feeling that, I would take a self-inventory.
Yeah.
And just work out what your part in that was and why you're feeling challenged when actually you've got nearly 2 years under your belt and that's something to be proud of.
Thanks, Ian.
You're welcome.
But
I didn't warn you about phoning other radio presenters. You know.
Yes, I'm going to not. Well, he's on my not phone list now.
Oh, is he? Oh.
Yeah. So you're the only people left on it.
Oh, okay.
Right. So this idea is, it's called favourite ads, Ian.
Hang on one second. Can I just go?
Is this also known as old telly?
Hang on a second. Can I just go? Can I just say something? It's very important. Well, hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart, sweet Mary Lou. I'm so in love with you.
Hello, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Is that Kiss the Rain? Does he go hello?
You tell me. You're singing it.
I think it is.
Is the one? Well, hello, Dolly. Hello.
There is.
Dolly.
That's why we had it.
Well, I sang the Dolly part. Yeah, I sang Dolly's part. God, she says hello, fellas.
People.
Hello, gorgeous.
Right. Do you want this idea?
Yes.
Now, please.
Yes.
So basically, the people in the chat would suggest one of their favourite ads. Maybe you pick three or four, whatever number that you think, well, we can play this. And then you choose, maybe the mods will vote on which is the best ad.
Nope, there it
and
is.
And the person who originally chose the ad gets a pat on the back.
Hello?
Oh.
Hello?
It's a good idea.
A pat on the back. I like that as a prize. I do actually like the idea of a pat on the back as a prize.
Pat Phoenix.
You get a Pat Phoenix. We will pass it to our management, our production.
Let's let it percolate.
Because there's no problem playing out. There's no copyright on old ads.
Gives a shit about ads. Who cares about ads and copyright?
Yeah. Anyway, good luck.
Thank you.
We don't need it.
Well, you say that.
Nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you, Alistair. Having a poo. 0203-286-6370 is the telephone number. So I had yesterday with the boys on Saturday. What fun. Why do I keep looking at that one? It's that one. What fun. So basically, I got two boys, 9 and 11. And yesterday is where I had to say yes to anything. Now, it was on Saturday. If you'll notice, they went to bed very late on Friday, right, 11 o'clock. This is because I knew they'd then sleep in a bit, making the day significantly shorter. I ain't no idiot. But so yesterday was primarily food-based.
Yeah.
So we had Mackie D's for breakfast, which I went and got.
Sweet. Did you have a sausage McMuffin?
No, I had three different burger things. I don't really know what they were. I just got three different things.
But you had a slice of the egg cylinder.
You had a slice of the egg cylinder, and it was lovely. And I said to the boys, here we go, we can mix and match. And we had the, obviously, not Brer Brown. Hash brown. And it was great. Yep. Mackie D's breakfast. Nando's lunch. Chinese for dinner.
Ooh.
Other yeses included, we want to go to the park now. Yes. Cup of tea with some biscuits. Yes. When we came
back. Who had a massage?
He didn't in the end. The eldest was it. No, he didn't claim it. Free Robux. When we were at the park, my youngest said, when we get back, can we rip off our coats and shoes and go straight upstairs for a wrestle?
Oh, I thought you were going to live the dream then, say a rest. Yes, please.
I went, yes. We had the best day. We watched really bad film, actually. The boys really liked it. It was a sequel to...
Oh, I know. The Yeti one.
Yeah, Abominable Snowman. What's it called? Abominable... Other names for the Yeti.
Bigfoot.
Bigfoot. So what? Son of Bigfoot is a great film. Bigfoot 2, Bigfoot Family. Thank you, PDI Biscottis. P-Disco Biscuits. I hope that's not a reference to ecstasy. So, yes, I have seen Shazam. That's irrelevant. Bigfoot.
It's good.
So we watched the second one. The kids liked it more, but I actually think they're wrong on this. It was a really heavy-handed ecological message, but done in an awful... I thought it was lousy. And we watched that, and then we...
Happy Feet's a bit like that, isn't it?
Don't know, if not
yeah,
so.
Yeah, God.
Then we started watching... This cartoon about an island. It's like a reality TV show, but set on an island. And we started watching that. That was quite good fun. And then we slept downstairs. They slept on the airbed because I worked out quite quickly. The airbed had a leak in it. So I slept on the sofa. They slept on the airbed. It was brilliant. It was absolutely brilliant. We had a magic day. We talk about what is your why. An existential kind of, what is your purpose? What is your reason? What is the meaning of your life? And the meaning of life does not mean, why are we here? It means, what is my meaning? What is my purpose right now? What is my meaning right now? And you could have several different ones going on at the same time. And some can be really long. And I had a meaning for that day. And I was loving driving off to Mackie D's. I couldn't go to the drive-thru because by the time I'd have got there, breakfast would have been over. I had to go into the one in Aylesbury. I had to go in on foot. I loved going Fernando's. I loved it. We had the best day. But you had it on Sunday.
Yeah, because I had root canal on Saturday.
Oh, but it turns out it didn't really hurt you and you were fine.
I'd shifted yesterday on to Sunday thinking, I'm going to be good for nothing on Saturday. It's going to be awful. I've seen it referred to in films and in like 80s comedy sketches. Root canal, oh my God, nothing worse than that. It was all right. The guy was a genius.
Yeah.
I barely felt anything.
Technology has come on a long way since the 80s, I think.
There was a moment. If you're squeamish, go make a cup of tea. Honestly, I'll be really quick.
Let's just give you a second. Go.
Just be in bed.
There was a moment, I couldn't feel anything at this side of my face, right? He numbed everything. The moment where I put my tongue across onto the affected tooth while he turned round onto his worktop to get something else. And there were like four pins right rammed down my tooth. Bang, bang. It was like, but I couldn't feel anything. I was aware of him drilling and I was aware of his hand shifting further down. I mean, he was in my head. But
he's living in there rent free. It's like Meghan Markle and Piers Morgan.
But honestly, if you've got to have it done, I wouldn't be frightened about it too much. And it's nerve wracking.
It's amazing. I've just noticed a little sort of feathering.
Well, yeah, because it's, you know, it's a
we're both a
mushroom head at the moment.
Hi there. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt your story. I just caught a glimpse of that.
I've decided that the technique is just to curl it to buggery every day.
Are we talking about the tooth or the hair?
And it's supposed to look messy. No, the hair. So anyway, yeah, it's. It was surprisingly pain-free. There was a moment where he touched a nerve, and I went, but...
Yeah, he started being a bit racist. She didn't like that.
But it wasn't too bad. It really wasn't too bad. And I was so worried about it. It was one of those things that was in my head, and I could not imagine anything beyond it. You know, that was the whole weekend, as far as I was concerned.
You were very anxious about it.
Cloud of pain. And honestly, I've had more painful just dental examinations. Mm. It was really... He was so good.
But so you did the yesterday on the Sunday.
Yeah, could have done it Saturday because I came home, took a couple of ibuprofen. I ate a packet of crisps and everything.
Hazy, could you call us and Hazy says, I had needles in my eyeball twice. Please call us. Please call us and talk to us through that. I beg you, Billy.
Yeah, do it. So I came home. I could have done Sunday, Saturday, but we did Sunday instead. They had very restrained yesterday. So they asked for, again, food. We went for McDonald's for lunch and... they chose a film to go, you know, I've got like a projector and a screen. They chose to watch High School Musical 2. We laughed all the way through it because it's just daft. You know, my 8-year-old's going, how do they all know this song? very restrained. I bought them some Robux. I think it's a shame that they... I mean, what could they ask for at this point, I suppose?
Well, but... here's what my thinking around it is, right? Is that the last 12... that I said to them at the end, I said, guys... And my eldest said halfway through, I feel a bit down because I can't really think of anything. So I gave them some suggestions. But at the end, I said, guys, we're going to do this again. Hopefully, we're going to go away for a week in April, fingers crossed. I said, when we go away, we're going to do a yes day then. And start thinking of stuff now, because you could have got away with so much more.
Yeah.
With so much more. And my thinking is that... it was a year ago today we did our last live rabbit hole, probably ever. Probably the last live rabbit hole in Cardiff, okay? So they have had... Robux is money for a game called Roblox. It's like money you can spend in it. They've had a year of COVID, 11 months of lockdown on and off, a lot of time not going to school, a lot of time being told to stay in. And I wonder if, let's call it a year of this lockdown has shrunk their imagination of what they could be allowed to do. Obviously, they couldn't go to the cinema. We couldn't go swimming. We couldn't do any of that. But they could have done a lot more. And I wonder if it's just if their imagination has shrunk in terms of what they are allowed, what they are entitled to do. And it's all shrunk down to video games. I don't have a problem with my kids playing video games, and certainly not in the last year, because actually video games are not the antisocial thing they may have once been, because they're playing with their
friends. They're hanging out with their
friends. They're playing with their friends. I just wonder if their world has got smaller.
That's one way to look at it.
Yeah.
Either that, or they've learned to appreciate really simple pleasures.
Yes, possibly. I don't quite see that fitting into my experience on Saturday. But quite possibly.
They wanted to wrestle their dad.
Oh, they always want to wrestle me.
I know.
They always want to wrestle me. So a little bit of food in my thing they haven't eaten for hours. But it was great. Yesterday was absolutely great. And I thoroughly recommend it if you're a parent or if you're a lover.
Oh, but it could be a slightly different day.
Well, here's the thing. On 12 by 12 by 12 by 12 by 12 on Friday, my eldest has said to me, if we get 650 followers on that day, that's a lot of followers.
Mm. That's too many, really. It's too many.
If we get 650 followers on that day, they will give me a yes day. I wonder what this is. This looks like trouble. Let's go and have a look. This looks like trouble. Hello?
Are you the people off Twitch?
Yes, we are the people off Twitch.
Oh my God, really?
You're on Twitch now. Who's this?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know. you shouldn't really be watching this. This is a little bit grown up. Really. And you sound a little bit younger than perhaps. You're 12. Because I know. I'm right, aren't I? Because I'm good at this stuff. I'm good at this stuff. What's your name? You can give us a fake name if you're more comfortable doing that. Summer. Hey, Summer, how's it going? Yeah? Were you back to school today? When are you going?
That'll be a bit like my daughter. Yeah. Bet you've got to have a test tomorrow, have you?
Yeah. How are you feeling about the test? Have you had a test yet before? Okay, so how are you feeling about it? It's fine. It's fine. You'll be fine. It's not the nicest thing in the world, but it's so quick and it doesn't hurt. It's just a bit uncomfortable. So, they can't hear you. Why can they not hear you? Oh, man. Why can they not hear you? Hang on a second. Oh, dear. We're having a really lovely conversation and you can't hear our wonderful caller, Summer. What if I go here? There we go. Just say something now, Summer.
Hi.
There we go. They can hear you now. Sorry. So that sound isn't on that page. Okay, I can fix that. So Summer's 12 and Summer is going back to school. And we're just talking about the
test.
Lateral wave.
Lateral flow.
Test. Lateral flow. It's like a pregnancy test. It's the same technology. It'll be fine. How are you feeling about going back to school?
Quite all right.
Yeah. You looking forward to seeing your friends?
Not that I have any.
Oh, no. Why not?
Because no one likes me.
No.
Well, it's true.
Well, we like you.
Ta.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I'm sorry to hear that.
It's all right.
You don't want to hear any suggestions from an old man. So all I'll say is it gets easier. It gets easier. That's a promise. It gets easier. How long you been at that school?
For like 3 years.
Okay, we've been there a while.
Yeah.
Did you have friends and then you fell out with friends, or did you just never have friends?
I had friends, but then fell out with them.
It happens. It happens. It will get easier, I promise. And maybe people will have changed when you go back.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. All right, Summer, if that is your real name. It's nice to talk to you. Have a safe evening, okay?
Okay.
Take care. Bye-bye. Katie says, "Why send her a bubble hat?" Why would we send her a bubble hat? What? Now, what shot was that? So I need desktop audio. Why is that? Just excuse me while I just go through some things. Desktop audio is not there.
Just be in bed.
So I just need to copy that. So desktop audio is there. Desktop audio is there. It's not there. Paste. Oh, it is there. Okay, well, it's there twice now. That's going to cause a whole heap of problems. Desktop audio is there. Desktop audio is there. Desktop audio is there. Desktop audio is there. That should be cool. We should be cool with that now. 0203-286-636.
Just be in bed. Just be in bed.
My bad. My bad, guys. I pressed the wrong button. I'm just getting used to this kind of stuff. So we did yesterday.
Yeah. We've got the possibility of having yes days ourselves.
That's it. So we get, thank you for reminding me. If we get 650 new followers on Friday, I get a yes day from my boys. So thank you.
I should get a yes day anyway next Sunday, shouldn't I? It's Mother's Day.
Oh, blimey.
Would it be churlish of me to ask for everyone to go out and leave me alone?
I'm busy. So I have minor bipolar. And what was it? Significant, did I say? Significant. Yeah. Significant ADHD. Thank you, guys. Oh, it's a phone call. Just as it's...
Just be in bed.
I mustn't keep pressing. I keep pressing the wrong button. I put that on one button. Let's get this call. Let's take this. Someone called us. We're calling them back.
It's only right.
My actual hair looks like a hairpiece. Don't ask me why I chose this. I mean, it's terrible state at the moment. Oh, they bottled it. They wanted to see if the number was real. It's a real number.
And it's true.
It's a real number.
Mm-hmm.
So we did. Did I start anything else? Oh,
yeah.
So
the ADHD.
So I had an assessment today, and I didn't think it would be a full-on assessment. I thought, because I'd started the NHS thing, but it takes a year. And then my friend, Annabelle Giles, said, here's the guy that I refer... I should turn the heating off if it's on. Here's the guy that I refer people to. I don't think, because it can be like £1,500.
Yeah.
It was quite expensive, right? It was £300. But in the great scheme of things, that's dead cheap, right? And it was a psychiatrist. And we don't take withheld numbers, by the way, guys. Thank you. And it was at the end of it, he said, yeah, you possibly have minor bipolar and significant ADHD. He's asked me to have a shorter session with him because I'm coming off my meds, my antidepressants. He said the highs and the lows, particularly the highs of coming off the antidepressants, the venlafaxine, that's not really a symptom of withdrawal. He said anything's possible, but it's not really a known symptom. Could be.
Just to describe it for anyone who's missed you talking about it, is it's a hyperactivity, but to the point of being uncomfortable and anxious.
I have feelings of invincibility. I am all powerful. It's nuts, man.
But it's not comfortable, is it?
No, it's not comfortable. I wouldn't go quite as far as mania. It's hyper. It's a hyperness. So he said, carry on coming off the pills. When you've had 6 weeks, 6 to 8 weeks off of...
He didn't like the idea of you being on a venlafaxine, did he?
He didn't not like it. He said it's not a great drug for ADHD.
Right.
I know it sounds like mania. It's not mania. Guys, everybody just cool out because I am describing it. I don't want to see any video. Everybody, fingers on lips. Fingers on lips. I am being very, very specific with the words that I am choosing. I fell out with this son, apologies guy. I'm assuming it's a guy. Did you see that?
Yeah.
He called me out for something I hadn't done and he was rude. And I just like a lot of...
There was a bit of snark in there.
A lot of the stuff he's done. So I did give him the courtesy of a reply. But he was saying that... I'd said that Meghan and Harry is not a thing to be angry about. We should be angry about the pay rise for nurses, Matt Hancock breaking the law, charity set up to get Downing Street done. And he came back and said, anybody that's not angry about the way Meghan and Harry are being treated is an idiot or something.
But that's not what you were talking about.
It's not what I said. I said Meghan and Harry is not anything. I wasn't talking about the treatment of Meghan and Harry, the press coverage of Meghan and Harry. It's about them. Yeah. What their decisions
their
in life
thing.
Is nothing to get... Yeah, you want to get angry about racism. It's awful. It's awful. Piers Morgan, awful. But then we had a little bit of a set too. And it was all right. We kind of ended sort of shaking hands. But then my sister said, he didn't say that. And then he went in again. So I kind of felt compelled to go back in again to stick up for my sister who was sticking up for me. And it was just... I just felt you're actually aiming at the wrong target. You've misunderstood. And... You're not, I thought it was quite clear. Okay, I could have made it clear. You didn't make it worse, Joe, at all. No, at all. Got a sense of pride when you love me. It was obvious to me what it said, and I kept rereading it going, okay, well, I could have added what Meghan and Harry are doing is nothing to be angry about. But it's a tweet, so it's condensed. I felt it made sense. I just got pissed off that he listened to it and then didn't accept my explanation, which I didn't know him. Yeah. I assume it's him, of what I said.
People are frothing about this, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the treatment is horrendous. Piers Morgan is an arsehole, you know. This is why I retweeted the speech I made about this time last year at the Radio Academy Awards saying to stop bullying women with suicidal tendencies. It was aimed at Julia Hartley Brewer and Dan Wootton, who have both gone after Jameela Jamil, who has said that she has thought about suicide and they are constantly belittling her. And then... Piers Morgan today, I believe, said he didn't believe Meghan Markle when she said she'd felt suicidal. Don't get to make that call.
He also behaves like a flipping spurned lover when it comes to Meghan Markle. Talks about how close they were to being friends and all of a sudden she's not friends with him anymore. Maybe she just realised you'll go wherever the bloody wind blows. How he was flipping Trump's bestie for a while, wasn't he? Boris's
until
bestie.
Right at the end. But Balcony Shirt says, they call is Megxit. Because it's like Brexit, but with someone called Meghan. Don't quite understand that. Hey, you'd have liked A Place in the Sun today, Catherine. Where were they?
Oh, Pride and Luge.
You'd have loved it.
Yeah, obsessed with that. I've also noticed that the narrative is shifting to Meghan versus Kate. I mean, they've been trying to do that for ages, haven't they? Look how different they are. There's examples, and Katifer sent me some newspaper clippings on Twitter. that I've seen before, but the way that they're dealt with, the two women, Kate kind of lauded whatever she does, is fantastic. And it's not her fault. It's the way she's being treated by the press. But Kate stroking her baby bump was thought to be nurturing. Meghan does the same thing. Why is she so obsessed? Is it narcissism? I mean, it's just awful all the way through it. They've been trying to pit those women against each other from the start, before there was any hint that there might be kind of some conflict within them. And from what I understand, and obviously I've not seen it at this point, and there are plenty of people who should have maybe reserved judgment before they waded in, pretending they'd seen it when they hadn't. You see that? You saw that?
Yeah.
As far as I can see, that there might have been a minor conflict, but it was resolved and Meghan's happy with it. But still, people are insistent that it's got to be like Bloody Dynasty and there's got to be some sort of catfight. You know, I can't help think that the press just wants it to be a lovely bit of juicy gossip. Two very glamorous women, or it's slightly sexy, isn't it, that they don't get on?
I do believe the racists...
Why can't they just be different people, right? Doing a similar job, they're different people. Why is that not allowed? They do it with television presenters all the time. They do it with any woman who's in a similar position to another woman. There has to be a basis. There has to be a basis for jealousy and competition. Why can't they just be two people doing different jobs?
I've opened the wrong thing. I hope this doesn't all crash, guys, because we've got our good friend Billy Hayes, who looks like... I need to close that quickly. There we go.
Billy Hayes is there.
And it looks like, Billy, I don't know if you know this, but you have got two ghosts behind you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Two ghosts behind you.
Well, you think they're lights, but are they lights?
What? Look at that. We've got amps. We've got beautiful guitars. Is that a drill on your bed?
Yeah, this is my studio.
The drilling room.
Drilling room.
Rainey, thank you for the sub. It's appreciated. It's kind
of unfinished, so sorry about that.
How you doing, man?
I'm good, you?
I'm good. I'm very excited. Balcony Shirt says the big boy t-shirts all went out today, so should be with you tomorrow. Apparently he's having trouble getting t-shirts. No joke, because of Brexit. Brexit's causing problems for a small independent business. Who'd have thought it? Everybody. Billy, first of all, it's nice to see you, man. It's been ages, and I always enjoy seeing your name pop up in the chat. How is your show going with Mugger Harris?
Yeah, it's going good. We've only just started going back now, so now that the studio's reopened. So, yeah, it's going good. We're enjoying it. You are, I don't want to blow smoke at your backside, but you're the reason we do it.
Your show is, their show, let me tell you this, listener. Billy, post a link in the chat, please. It is, it's like this show, but on acid. And do you know what? They probably are, the naughty little boys. It's nuts, and it's beautiful, and it's wonderful, and you think we go off on tangents. Man alive, it's a joy hearing you two when you get in the groove. Is just
trying to rein that idiot in though, Ian.
Oh,
Tell me about it.
Sack him off, and I said sack, but whatever. You now listen. You were telling us you in the chat. Catherine was talking about having pins in her teeth, and you went, "Fah, that's nothing."
Yeah, so it was 2008. It was about 12 years ago. I had cloudy spots in my eye.
Yeah.
So I went to the optician, and they said, "You need to go to the hospital immediately." So
are they floaters, or is it something bigger?
Floaters,
than that?
Yeah.
In
floaters.
Your eye?
Yeah.
Oh, you eye dirty blood. Bastard!
Doesn't sound very nice, does it?
So I went to the hospital. They said that you've got a macular edema. I think that's what they called it, and so at the time there was nothing for it. They said we can't do anything for it, we just hope it goes away. But there was something being developed in the background that was off, what do they call it, off of
off the license grid.
Is it
off license?
Yeah, you know, like it hadn't been approved by NICE yet.
Okay.
Anyway, so I had to pay £1,800 to go to the hospital, have somebody clamp my eyeball open and stick a massive needle in it.
Billy Hayes!
If I'm right, so a macular edema is an edema like fluid, like a fluid buildup.
It was like a small hemorrhage. There was little hemorrhages at the back of my eye. Nobody knew why. It was rare for my age. But actually, the needle, so they put a needle in it first to numb it.
Yes, man.
And this is to like draw
it
out.
In the eyeball.
Like a pickled onion.
No. And the needle in the eyeball to numb. So they put drops in it to numb it.
Right.
Then the needle goes in to numb it further.
I wish I hadn't called in now.
The thing they put in next is a capsule about that big. And you can see it floating around in your eye. And they you hear it pop.
Ah!
And then they press the button, and then they fire this little capsule that eventually dissipates.
And in it is Martin Short, and he's got to get into your body yeah. to try and solve the problem.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So there you go. So sorry to top you there, Kath, but I think eyeball needles.
No, you went through it. You deserve it.
The Unknown One FM says, "Oh, come on now, Billy, play the game, son. It's Monday night, mate."
So when did you get your Pride of Britain for that?
But it worked, right?
It worked. It went away. It came back again, so I had to go a second time and have it
No!
again.
No!
But the second time was on the NHS, and I can honestly tell you that the second time, as great as the NHS was, it wasn't quite the same experience, I will say.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah. Eyes are weird, right? We got a friend, Kelly Betts, who would donate every part of her body when she dies.
Except her eyes.
Apart from her eyes.
My wife says that. She says they can have everything but my eyes. I want to be able to see on the other side.
That's nuts, right? Well, you won't be able to breathe on the other side if you haven't got lungs.
Exactly.
You won't be able to walk on the other side. They can't do leg transplants, can they? See, now I've started to say that.
They probably will, but by the time we die.
Well, Billy, always lovely to see you, my friend. Thank you for that, even though that was absolutely horrendous.
Disgusting.
Stay safe. Thank you. We should mention our fabulous sponsors, and I'm just realising I might not have got the audio set up for this. So let's see. Oh, no, they can still hear us. Cher, talk to me about 34SP.com.
34SP.com, they're brilliant, right? If you want to set up your own web page, you know, like for the internet that you're watching now, you can be on the internet. I'm all over the internet, but, you know, I'm a huge star. But you can have your own website. You don't even need to have one top 10 hit. And you can get in touch with 34SP.com. They won't make it for you. No. Come on, baby. You can do it yourself.
Come on, baby.
So what you got to do is use their very simple tools for WordPress. And if you find it difficult, you can give them a call. They're great. They're on the end of the phone. They're at home. They're waiting for you to call them. And they're just wonderful. That's 34SP.com. Oh, yeah. And there's a deal, too. TLNA will get you 3 months for absolutely free. So if it doesn't work out, you can walk away.
That's true. Abbeycare.co.uk. Hey, who's gifted some subs, by the way? Joshua, what? Has gifted 5 subs. Thank you. If you're struggling with booze or drugs or sex or food or shopping or any of those things, those can be addictions. You might be an addict. You might not. You might be. Abbeycare.co.uk. We'll have a little look at their website later in the week. Abbeycare.co.uk. Specialist addictions recovery clinics. They've got a place in Gloucester, which is where I went to over the new year. They've also got a place in Glasgow, which I did not go to, but they've got a swanky new place. It looks fab. You'll speak to people who have lived the addiction. They ain't just like read it in a book. They've lived it. Most of them, if not all, are recovering addicts, and they won't know exactly what it's going through, but they'll have a lot more understanding than maybe you're just your GP or something like that.
Yeah.
Abbeycare.co.uk, mention this and you get 25% off. And while we're here, let's have a little look at our friends, balconyshirts.co.uk. Tank Mornington, thank you. Let's get the link in the chat. Let's search children's styles. Ooh. Oh, let's not bother because I don't like kids. Let's search men's styles. Workwear. Let's go to workwear. Look at this.
Oh, for the hardworking man.
This is fit. These two look fit.
Yep.
Now, Scott, are you still up here as one of the models? Oh, we can't see the picture. There we go. Here it comes. There we go. Oh, that's not so fit. Scott was some of the models. So let's have a look. See if we can find Scott. I think I was a model on one, but I think he's just got new pictures. Let's go for polos
donuts.
And shirts. Here we go.
Donuts.
Here we go.
There he is. That's Scott there.
Yeah. That one. There's Scott.
That guy there.
There's Scott Balcony there. That's what he looks like. He won't let us
That's
do
what
a
he looks like when he's invisible.
I was the model for Sexual Ealing. Is that one gone? So T-shirts, he'll print your design. He'll make your design if you want. If you've got a design, he will put it on there. Bognor Regis, the Sunshine State. There's loads of stuff. The man is an actual genius.
And let me tell you something. I bought Balcony shirts before I knew Scott Balcony or knew you, right? I've had them since like 2001 or something. I think they're Fruit of the Loom ones, Scott. They are still going. They wash up lovely. They're mwah.
Let's see if we can upload. Here we go. Look, let's upload an image. I wonder if I can upload this. So I'm going to upload this. Let's make it. We're going to design
our own
T-shirt. There we go. Hazy's just posted the link for Mugger Harris. Here's a Mugger Harris show. It's great. Got the full right to use that. So go and click on, go and download that show. It's brilliant.
There we go. Look.
There we go. Right. So we're going to get that printed. Here's what we'll do. We're going to get this printed, mm-hmm. and we're going to give this away as a prize. We're going to give this away as a prize. So resize. Yeah, that looks good. I don't really care. I'm not going to wear it. I'm going to give it as a prize. Quality. This image has been resized to the point where it may appear blurred.
Well, make
blurred.
It smaller.
Oh, so if I make it smaller, will it?
I reckon. And then pull it more into the middle of the chest.
There we go.
Boom. No. Up a bit higher. No.
There we go. Hey, St. John.
Across a bit. Well, Balx will sort it out.
Balx, there we go. That's good. So remove background.
That's on the wonk, but that's fine.
That's fine. I don't really care. We're going to give it away as a prize. I'm designing this. So what have we done? We've done. Okay. Yeah, back. I don't want to put that there. That's good. Okay. So now what do I do? So buy Bye. That. Okay. So you can do all this shit. Well, what size? I don't want a medium.
What do you want?
I want extra large.
Yeah. We'll and then if you win it and you're not extra large, you can wear it for
bed. Oh, that's their problem.
You can wear it for bed.
That's their problem. How do I do extra large? This site is very confusing. Position and size. No, site is very confusing, Scott, if I'm honest. Do I have to go back? Add design.
There
add,
it is, size.
Size. All right. It's very confusing. Yeah. Website. There we go. You can have a 12 by 12 by 12 by 12 by 12 T-shirt.
Bone digger.
Lady Beige is raiding just as we are printing.
A prize.
I wish that image would go off the screen. We're printing a prize at balconyshirts.co.uk. I don't want to see my bank details. Get the hell out of here. I don't see my bank details.
Nosy.
How was your... this is what they ask. How was your stream, Lenny? What did you do?
Yeah.
Did you have fun? I hope you had fun. I hope it was fun for you guys. I'm sure it was a lot of fun.
I've been diagnosed with bipolar and ADHD today.
That's the news.
I'm on the top of the world looking down. And the only explanation I can find. That is www.balconyshirts.co.uk. There we go. Oh, I didn't type for some reason. www.balconyshirts.co.uk. One of my kids spilt an ice pop on my brand new laptop, right? My gaming laptop that cost me a lot of money. Yeah. He spilt an ice pop on it, right? And I've got 5 sticky keys now. Like proper... And it's not the keys... It's like one of those like sort of low keys, low key rider. So it's not one with buttons that you can prise off. So I've ordered... some like alcohol. Apparently, if you can get some alcohol under there, it helps dissolve the sugar. Yeah. I guess the sugar buildup, the CAC buildup that is there. We've had 2 people make the joke about sticky keys, which apparently I found out is a mode in the computer. Anybody, third and fourth person, people that do it, you get timed out. Fifth person gets and after gets banned.
Wow, okay.
Right?
So
any more sticky key jokes, 3 and 4, time out. 5 gets banned. That's what I've ordered. Is that alcohol? And I'm just going to try and...
Lino says isopropyl alcohol is your friend and he should know about sticky keys.
Yeah, of course. Exactly. That's an unpleasant thing. If you want to give us a call, call us. If you can Skype us as well. Did a really fun thing that we're going to steal for Friday's show.
Oh, yeah, what?
The eldest did it with his friends on Zoom, a Taskmaster that was set actually by the Taskmasters. I've never seen Taskmaster because it's the kind of show I should definitely be on.
Yeah, you get cross
and
about.
You can take off MacBook keys if not, that's what you meant.
It's not.
Fucking hell. Now you made me swear. It's not a MacBook. I said gaming laptop. Said a gaming laptop. Thank you. So, what was I talking about? Oh, it's the Taskmaster thing. So I've never seen Taskmaster because it's the kind of thing. I don't know if you get this, Lenny, if you're still here. By the way, very, very welcome on the show anytime you want, my friend. It's the kind of show that everyone tweets me and Alex Horn.
You should be on this.
Yeah, you Alex, get in on it. Ian, you should go on this, because that's, as we know, is how TV works. Yeah. Is you go, oh yeah, I'd be on that. I'll phone them up. I just
let them know you're available.
Hello. Yeah, is that Alex Horn and the big the tall man, Greg? I think you know. Yeah. Yeah, it's Ian Lee. Yeah. Can I come on? Next week. Wicked. All right, nice one.
Also,
thanks, guys.
Tell them that you want to bring the 11 o'clock show back.
I bring the 11 o'clock show back. It's not how it works.
You have been listening to a Rabbit Hole production. Boing!
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.